Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts on the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. This week we're here with Eric Peter with Intel Corporation. Eric, tell me what you do at Intel.
Yeah, I'm in the desktop strategic planning organization for Intel Corporation. Strategic planning is, you know, a fancy title for people who look into a crystal ball and figure out what do products need to be and do 3 to 5 years from now.
You have a fairly long view on what clients are going to require in that time frame. I heard that you're involved in energy regulations and understanding how energy regulations impact product planning. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
That is one of my specific responsibilities. So understanding not only what energy regulations, but what also the market in general is going to demand of our products as it relates to power and thermals and energy over the long-term horizon. I manage a cross-platform working group, cross-platform meaning not just desktops, but notebooks and server workstation systems. We all get together and we talk about, okay, we see this regulation emerging. What would it require of us at a product level? How should we respond to it?
The most notable change in terms of energy regulations lately has been the introduction this summer of Energy Star 4.0 products. In a nutshell, what has that represented to Intel's product delivery? And can you give us a case study of how your process applied to Energy Star 4.0?
Yeah, well, Energy Star 4.0 is a very dramatic shift in regulatory policy from previous, the Energy Star 3.0 specification. It was much more stringent. It had different business objectives and different scope and reach in general because it represented a joint agreement with not only the United States, but the European Union as well. So it started to reach out much broader in a global sense than the previous spec. From a product planning perspective, it was very challenging in that, we are an ingredient supplier for the most part to the industry. And so we had to work very closely with our system OEM partners, the Dells and the HPs, the Apples of the world, to figure out what would this regulation mean to their products and then what's the ripple effect of my product into theirs as they try to meet it. We pulled together this cross-working group. We looked at our existing roadmaps of products, how much power they were on path to consume against the specific vectors of regulation that the EPA was trying to establish. And in some cases, we had to make pretty dramatic departures from that current trajectory in order to fall in line with these new regulations.
That sounds like a really unique challenge in that you've got an industry cadence of innovation that's very rapid, very long-term product development life cycles in the microprocessor business, and then regulations that are coming in midstream. How do you manage all of those variables?
We try to build in flexibility. That's really all we can do is we look at the existing vectors they're regulating today, look at where we think the market is going tomorrow, and try to build in as many knobs and, you know, analog sliders, if you will, into our products.
Okay.
So that you can be flexible and make game time decisions on where you dial in or tune your products.
Well, Energy Star came out this summer, and there are some Intel microprocessor-driven systems in the marketplace as many of the first systems that meet the Energy Star 4.0 regulation. So I assume that that cross team that you led was successful in delivering some products that met those objectives. I think that one thing to keep in mind is that Energy Star is just for North America. Although we've seen Energy Star adopted by other geographies, what is going on in Europe right now in terms of regulations?
What we saw recently in the press was, even though Energy Star is a voluntary program, it has become a practical requirement for any public procurement, federal government purchases. They write that into their procurement contracts. And what we just saw recently was an announcement by the European Union. They have also now made it a requirement for public procurement. But Energy Star is what we call this tier of voluntary requirements. And what we see going on in Europe is a lot different in that they are the first geography or consortium, if you will, that is looking to establish market access requirements.
And obviously, Intel has embraced Energy Star from a standpoint of working with the industry to deliver solutions. We've also embraced it in terms of setting our Climate Savers Computing Initiative towards Energy Star. Where do you think the market is going to go next in terms of energy efficiency? And do you think that it will be market-driven or regulation-driven?
What I think we see happening, and it's being led primarily out of Europe, but it's closely followed by the People's Republic of China, and we think the United States will fall in line somewhere down the path as well, which is we see sort of this two-tier model of energy regulations being established. There's a minimum threshold set of market access requirements. Just to sell into my country, you have to meet this minimum set. And then there are these, we'll call them aspirational programs, that are voluntary on top of those. And those programs, we would consider Energy Star to be one of those. It has a logo that differentiates it from the other market access stuff. It's a much richer, more restrictive set of requirements to meet, and its whole intent is to showcase or reward those systems, those products that are the absolute absolute most efficient on the marketplace today.
Mm-hmm. I think China builds one coal plant per week at this point. So I would assume that a focus on energy efficiency is growing more and more severe over there.
There's an end game to all of this, right? I mean, there is an end point where if you focus on consumption elements, how much power am I consuming versus efficiency, you quickly get to sort of the bottom of the barrel, which is why we think we, Intel, and many of our industry partners believe that focusing on efficiency, which is how much energy are you consuming when you're actually doing meaningful, productive work, we think that's a much better measure of a long-term sustained path of improvement.
Well, sure. People don't buy computers to just let them sit at idle. Understanding Energy Star 4.0, it regulates certain components within the system, such as the power supply. Question for you is, in a broader context, what is Intel doing to drive energy efficiency within its own products that it contributes to a computing system?
Most of our innovation is founded in one of two things, either manufacturing process innovation or architectural innovation. And it could happen at the microprocessor or at a chipset ingredient level, maybe a communications chip level, whatever. But fundamentally, we look to put technologies and knobs, these analog sliders like I talked about, into those products so that they can either work with existing software ecosystem that manages system power or even do a little bit of self-management on their own. But the component themselves does not make the system, right? There's a bunch of stuff that glues these things together, and by the time you buy your PC product at the store or from your online retailer, there's a bunch of other stuff. And so one of the other areas that we are investing in and trying to work with our industry partners on is how do you take the connectedness of our silicon ingredients to the other system ingredients, voltage regulators, hard drives, optical drives, add-in cards, graphics cards are a key example. How do you get all of us as an ecosystem moving forward in the right direction? And so that, you know, one ingredient or one subsystem doesn't end up nullifying advancements that could be found in another one.
These other ingredients, typically from an Intel perspective, we think of the microprocessor as the heart of the PC. What is the percentage of energy consumption that the microprocessor utilizes versus all of these voltage regulators, adding cards, etc.?
Tomorrow we will be at a different point than we were yesterday. Mm-hmm. If you were to look at systems on the market today, I'm going to talk desktop systems specifically. That's my expertise. I would say that the microprocessor represents probably on the order of 20% or so of the system power consumption in the metrics that something like Energy Star evaluates. Tomorrow, though, if you look down the roadmap horizon, we have plans in place, we have technologies in place, so we believe that that microprocessor element of consumption is going to drop from 20% to something much lower, maybe in the 10, maybe a little smaller than 10% range. You know, we want to make sure that our products are not the restrictive or constraining factor in a system OEM's ability to build feature-rich value-add systems and deliver them to marketplace.
We've historically thought of PCs primarily for their performance capabilities, and that's what we've looked for when purchasing a new PC. When Intel's out talking to either corporate customers or even, you know, in surveys of end consumers, what is the demand for performance efficiency and energy efficiency within a system? Is that on people's radar screens?
It really is. We're hearing it more directly from the system OEMs, the Dells, HPs, Apples of the world, who are looking to meet broad needs in the marketplace with balanced systems, right? And so they don't want any one factor of the system necessarily to be the dominant selling factor. It's usually a combination of multiple facets that get people to say, hey, I want that system versus this system. And so we're seeing that from them. But we do believe this whole topic of eco-climate change is very relevant and very present in the media, in the average person's thought processes and mindset. And so you can see it permeating not only, you know, what kind of washing machine and dishwasher and refrigerator do I buy, but what kind of vehicle do I drive, what kind of technology do I have in my home to save energy? And it's very logical to expect that that's going to persist and extend down to PCs as well. We see a rising demand. Regulation is only going to elevate education and awareness of these factors in people's minds. And so 2 years from now, there's going to be much more visibility, much more demand for balanced energy efficiency. You know, what can I get in the kind of envelope that I'm looking to purchase?
So we've talked about Energy Star 4.0 and the new things that brings to the market. Now, Intel recently announced the Climate Savers Computing Initiative, and I believe that has some links to Energy Star 4.0. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
It does. So it starts with Energy Star 4.0 and extends beyond it a little bit in two key areas, one of which being education programs to focus on usage power management capabilities. So when your system is not doing anything when it's unattended, you know, let's make sure that it's using the lowest energy consumption possible. And there are some educational aspects that need to occur there. And then the second is in efficiency. When your system is running at any condition that it's running at, let's make sure that it is the most efficient use of the electricity that it takes to operate.
Well, thank you for being here today, Eric.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you for having me, Allison.
We've been with Eric Peter talking about Energy Star 4.0 and computer efficiency. Join us next week for another edition of Chip Chat.